Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me a secret.
Welcome to the Inner Consciousness with your host, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey. Today, I have a very special guest and a very special treat for you, a very good, close, personal friend of mine, Miss Grace Diaz. Grace, how are you?
Hey, Harvey. I'm well. How are you?
I am great, and I'm so happy to have you on the show today. Grace, I'd like you to tell my audience a little bit about yourself. Now, I know about you, but I want you to share a little bit about who you are with the audience.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you having me on your program. I work with women. I specialize with women. I've been working as a women's sexual empowerment facilitator. I do both workshops on a weekly basis with women since about the past 4 years. And I also do a lot of spiritual practices with them that helps to bridge their sexuality and their spirituality. So that's what I do in a nutshell.
All right. So let me ask you about this. You say it bridges their sexuality and their spirituality. Now, of course, this show is sexual healing for the mind, body, and spirit. So tell me, because I know a lot of people are wondering, how does sex work with spirituality?
Oh, it works very beautifully together, actually. They're very complementary, and they're, in my opinion, one in the same. And so what I do, the way that I started my practice was through something called yoni breathing. This is a core practice that we use in the women's workshops. It's something that I'm known for. It's a very ancient Taoist practice. It's an ancient practice from the East, and it is breathing practice that helps to sync both the breath with the vaginal contractions. And so you can also look at it as a practice for orgasm, for consciously orgasming through breathing, through enhancing the respiratory system so that more energy can be surged into a woman's body and she can be more grounded in it, more conscious while doing this practice. And so she can also start becoming more sensitive to orgasm and to her sexuality and what makes her a woman. So that's how I started. And then once I started doing yoni breathing, I started really experiencing, my personal spirituality in a much more heightened way, in a very juicy way, and actually in a very orgasmic way. And so for me, spirituality and sexuality came in one package together. For me, it did. And so that helped me at the time. I'm still in a relationship with the partner I was with back when I was trying out these yoni breathing practices. And so it brought us substantially closer together. The intimacy grew, just radically. And my vaginal sensitivity, my sensitivity to energy, really got enhanced as well. And I know you didn't mention this, Harvey, but I know Harvey through, doing Reiki with him. He attuned me in Reiki, years ago. And so I was brought up in the practice of Reiki also through my father. My father's a Reiki master, and I became a Reiki master when my father initiated me in South America, Colombia, which is where my heritage is from. And so for me, spirituality was always present, but what I ended up getting into later on through the yoni breathing practice was also the yoni egg practice. And so the yoni egg practice totally accelerated that union of both sexuality and spirituality.
Now, Grace, before you go into the yoni egg, I want to ask you about this. There's an article called Self-Awareness Through Orgasms, in which you make this statement, and I want you to elaborate a little on this statement. Self-awareness with orgasm is juicy enlightenment and connection to source energy. Tell me a little bit about that. The next line says, when we understand that orgasm is simply vibration, we understand how orgasm expands our consciousness. Now, that's an interesting statement. It's actually a very deep statement, but expand on that. Elaborate on that. What does that mean?
Those are statements that I felt. I felt those statements as I was doing the yoni breathing practices. And to be quite honest, Harvey, mm-hmm. It was enlightening. It was very enlightening to come upon feeling orgasm simply through breathing. Any woman can do it. Really, any man can do it as well. You don't have to have a yoni.
And you've thrown that term around. For those who don't know, why don't you tell them what a yoni is?
Yes, great question. So a yoni is Sanskrit for womb. It has a spiritual emphasis. It's not just vagina. It is a vortex of life. It's the portal of life. It is, again, both the union of the spiritual and the sexual. So yoni also is not limited to just the womb space. It really inevitably, when a woman starts working with these practices, her yoni starts becoming her whole body. You know, the whole body starts becoming sensitive, and not just a sexual way, but in a very intuitive way. She just starts feeling more. She starts having more body awareness. She starts becoming more self-aware of all the different pulsations and the feeling throughout the day. And so, again, that not just for me, but for thousands of the women, and even a lot of the women that are close to me, they themselves have also really felt that union of the sexual and the spiritual. So that's what yoni is.
Okay. That's very interesting because, again, a lot of people, basically here in the Western world, United States, Europe, places like this, when you think of sex, you don't typically think of spirituality. It's like they're on two different tracks. You know, if you're spiritual, you think less of sex. You know, you're attuned to God, and sex is something that's done in private with the person that you love. You don't talk about it. It just is. And so when you think of sex away from that, you know, all kinds of thoughts and images come to one's mind. So when we talk about combining the two and that, you know, sex in itself, even the methods that you teach in your classes, the yoni breathing, can actually be spiritual methods. It's unique. It's a different way of looking at sex.
Well, the sex that you described is what we call shameful sex. It's really what we're trying to eradicate. There's a lot of women, even including myself when I started, that there's a lot of shame revolving their sexuality. It may not even just be intercourse. It may just be, you know, sexual expression, you know, making eye contact, you know, touching people, maybe just touching someone's shoulder. There's a limitation. There's a wall. There's a shield, there's boundaries, there's many levels of just awkwardness and feeling uncomfortable and guilt feelings, because you feel in somewhere, you know, through this whole socio-cultural, you know, labels that sex and spirituality have to be separated, they feel that if there's pleasure, they feel guilty, they feel bad about it. And that's what we're trying to heal. We're really trying to heal that, because those feelings really start manifesting so many issues in not just a woman's body, but, you know, in relationships. And so what we're really trying to do is we're trying to help women just go back to what's natural, going back to what feels organic, going back to really that the foundation of what sex really is, you know, of what sexuality is. And then going deeper into that, when we start even using the word sex, especially in our workshops, it's not limited to just intercourse. Sex is, again, eye contact. It's really the caressing of what you mentioned, those vibrations, and really prolonging those vibrations and using the breath to do that. And it starts becoming natural. It starts becoming second nature. It starts becoming, you know, very free-flowing, and women start becoming more self-confident and less shame, less guilt. And then they start realizing, you know, all these different habits and anxieties and stresses just naturally start falling away, which is what happened to me specifically. And this is a story. This is also on my website.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a story that I share in all of the workshops that I have, where I went through a very intense, stressful, very anxious stage in my life where I was bulimic. And it was not just because it started through self-image issues, but it was sustained, you know, as a way to really relieve stress. You know, it was a quick fix, you know. And so these quick fixes, you know, for anyone, for me it was bulimia, for someone else it could be cigarettes, it could be food, it could be, you know, bad attitude. I mean, it could be anything. It could be a heavy menstrual cycle. It could be whatever. And so for me, what ended up happening was I started doing these practices. I started really allowing myself to dive deep into what I was feeling, the purity of what I was feeling. And I didn't even notice that one day I wasn't even purging anymore. I wasn't vomiting anymore. I didn't have to do that anymore. It wasn't a problem. And it just fell away like ripe fruit, you know. And Nicole Dadone, she's a woman, she uses that term. She says it just falls away like ripe fruit. She's another pioneer in this whole women's sexual empowerment paradigm. And she does something called OM, which is it's a practice that involves you know, stimulating the clitoris and the woman just letting go.
Okay.
And she does it with a partner, and she does it in a safe space. And so she has a practice. For me, it's the only breathing. For her, it's clitoral stimulation. And so these practices really help women to just come back to center and to start letting go of all those extra things, all that baggage that they may have. Yes.
Let me ask you, as a man, I'm hearing what you're saying, so I'm saying, as a man, we think, obviously, of sex differently than a woman. So when I hear this, how this is my perception of what I'm hearing from you, and you let me know if I'm correct, that really our cultural perception of sex has in some way damaged and enslaved the psyche of the average Western woman. Would that be correct?
Sure. Yeah, there's been a lot of oppressive, lots of oppression with really limiting sex to being in a box and being square and being right and wrong, and this is, you know, up and down and all these different labels. And so, sure, I can say, but also I disagree because women, we have a yoni, and it's our responsibility to learn our body. We shouldn't have to wait until, you know, 2015 to finally claim, you know, what's inside of us. It's already inside of us. We shouldn't have to wait. We should take ownership of our body and of what we feel. And the biggest issue, this is perhaps the biggest issue that I see with all of this, which correlates to your question, is that women really avoid these feelings.
And that's actually kind of where I was going, because, again, as a man, you know, we're not we probably don't see that. By and large, we don't see it that way. Of course, for us, we understand the double standard. You know, if a woman is promiscuous, then we think of her one way. Because, you know, we want her to be all kinds of wild and freaky with us, but not with someone else. So we want to think that the woman we get with haven't had a lot of partners. But at the same time, we want to have as many partners as we can. You know, we want to do it till we go blind. So we don't kind of see, you know, the fact that sex itself has kind of done this to women's psyche. And so when a woman comes to one of your workshops or your classes, they're learning how to break free from you know, this mentality. And for us as men, we're kind of almost saying what you're saying here, but it's yours. Why did you need this, or why did you think this way? So for us, it's like, well, we're going to do what we're going to do. Why don't you just do what you're going to do? You know, why would this happen? So tell me, you were going down that path that women shouldn't have to wait till 2015. You know, they're supposed to take responsibility for themselves. So how do women get from what's been culturally the norm to becoming empowered?
Oh, there's so many different ways I can answer that question. It involves so many different levels. I mean, there's a physical, emotional, mental, like all of that I can target. I can go at it like from so many different directions. So let's say a woman's in a relationship, because I know I want to also talk to the men, and I know that we mentioned mm-hmm. that, you know, we yes. want to talk to the men. So if you're in a relationship with a woman, if she's numb in that area, if she feels repulsed about her sexuality, if whatever aversion she may have to that whole thing, you know, it really requires a lot of patience. It really requires that the man also focus on her. I see that that's a very big issue for men. They go into sex really just wanting to ejaculate and just for self pleasure. Mm-hmm. The focus really needs to be on her. The focus really needs to be on her, because what's going to end up happening is that the man's going to get more pleasure through feeling her pleasure, through literally being inside of her and being inside the pleasure. He's not even going to have to try. All he's going to have to do is just be patient, soothe her, go very slow. Men love going very fast, and really slowing it down is priceless. It's priceless. And especially, again, if the woman already has aversions, you know, you have to really be very patient. And what you're doing is you're investing in the relationship. You're investing in her pleasure, and in the collective pleasure of the partnership. And so that's one angle. The other angle is that, like you mentioned, there are so many different contradictions in our culture for women and what it means to be a woman. And there's really no standard. There's really no, it's very misleading, you know, what it means to be a woman. Women have no idea what it means to be a woman until they start really feeling their womanhood on a very profound, striking, passionate level, and they start getting the picture. And it doesn't have to be just, like I said, through intercourse. It could be merely through breathing. It can be merely through yoni breathing. And so that's another level. And then the other level, like you mentioned, Harvey, is that men have not really felt the oppression, you know, for as long as women have. So they're not really going to get it, and they have to kind of accept that too. You know, that's why the focus really needs to be directed more on her. Unless they are oppressed themselves and they really understand perhaps contradictions in their own life, or what if they can relate somehow, if they can just slow it down and relate somehow, that would be very helpful. But women have a whole undoing, a whole unraveling that is happening now in this movement of sexual empowerment for women. There's a whole unraveling and unfolding for these women that's really a process. It's a process, and it's beautiful to stick with your women through the process, because, you know, they come out being so radiant and so beautiful and so like I mentioned, self-confident and healthy and beaming, and it's just priceless. It's just glorious. It's just absolutely beautiful. And they start feeling new parts of themselves, not just on a physical, sexual level, but on a spiritual level. Like we mentioned, they just start feeling, you know, like they can walk more proudly. They can stand up taller. They start feeling the buoyancy of life, and they start feeling richer and more abundant, you know, in every sense of the term. And it's like I said, absolutely beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And I want to get into the egg because that's a very significant part of the practice as well.
Okay, well, hold that thought because sure. I want to go to this commercial. Then when we come back, I want you to tell us about what you do, what the yoni egg is, and then we'll get into how you work with men as well, okay?
Sure.
All right, and we'll be back right after this message.
Join us here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul. Every Sunday, we start your week off right with the delightful Deletta Gillespie and Updraft. It is always an educational and informational show. Tune in on Mondays for Totally Whole with Pastor Bridget and Pastor Cook as they give you the word. Tune in on Tuesday with world-famous DJ Davey D as he plays all of your old-school favorites in R&B, hip-hop, jazz, house, and rap. Join us every Thursday where there's something different. The first Thursday of the month, ladies, is for you. Total Empowerment with the owner of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, Angela Hardy. On the second Thursday of the month, join relationship coaches Reverend Arlene Cahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey on One Love, One Connection, One Us as they answer all of your relationship questions. On the third Thursday of the month, men, it's time to man up with our own Sacred Masculine, Reverend Jamel Gilliam and the Sacred Masculine Show. On the fourth Thursday of the month, join me, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey, in the Inner Consciousness as I talk about self-help. When we have a fifth Thursday of the month, you can join Reverend Arlene Cahet with the Healing Paradigms right here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul every week.
All right, and so we're back, and I am here with Grace Diaz, and if you'd like to get in on the call, feel free to do so. Give us a call at 646-929-0630 and press option 1 to talk to the host and our special guest, Grace. Grace, so I want to find out about what you do. Tell us about what you do.
So what I do... Excuse me, Harvey, I have to call so really quick. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I was drinking some tea during the break. Oh, and I went down the wrong hole. Okay. So what I was talking about before we went on the break is I specialize with women. I work with women's sexual empowerment, and we do it in many different ways. I was talking about yoni breathing,
mm-hmm.
which is a very... both simple and powerful practice that involves a woman, you know, inhaling down the universe into her womb, impregnating herself with the vibrating light, you know, the prana, the energy, the vital life source,
mm-hmm.
impregnating it inside of her body, inside of every single cell, inside of her yoni, and squeezing it really, really tight as she holds her breath, squeezing it as tight as she can, and holding her breath as long as she can until she starts shaking and maybe even sweating. And in the moment she releases both the grip that she's been gripping in her vaginal canal and the breath, it just roars out into a glorious orgasmic moan. And so That's a, like I mentioned, a one of the spiritual and sexual practices that we do. And then the other thing that we do is we do something called the yoni egg practice, where the yoni egg is a vaginal weight. It's an egg-shaped crystal, and it's actually a practice that goes back, just like yoni breathing, back to probably about, you know, I see things that go back to 6,000 years, you know, others that are dated back to 7,000 years back in China, and then I read other things where you know, it says, oh, it's you went all the way back to Egypt, you know, way more than 7,000 years ago. And so it is a historical practice that women used to do to really become immortal. You know, if you want to be precise with how it started, that's really how it started. It was to, you know, the understanding of sexuality and spirituality were one and the same. There was no such thing as separation between those two realms. And so the practice, and if you're familiar with Eastern practices, even like yoga or yoni yoga, it's all about creating more vitality, more vigor in the body, and more awareness, more consciousness, and more feeling, more intuition, and all of that starts becoming unfolded when you start doing these practices. And so the yoni egg practice and yoni breathing go hand in hand. We do them in the workshops. Women wear this vaginal weight inside of their vaginal canal. The weight of it alone strengthens the pelvic floor, all of the surrounding muscles that are there to support this extra weight. And so the weight of this egg stimulates all of the muscles, the nervous system starts becoming stimulated, and it says to itself, oh my God, I'm feeling this weight, I need more blood flow in this area, I need more hormones in this area, I need to grow more nerve endings in this area, I need to be able to support this weight, you know, over time, because the woman starts hopefully wearing it daily. And so she basically starts feeling more. And if you're familiar with libido, you need blood flow. You need to have that river current, that push, that momentum, the thriving of the flow within. And so her libido goes up, her sexual desire goes up, her lubrication goes up, her vaginal tightness goes up.
Now, wait, let me ask you this, because I want you to answer this question for people. I read that using the yoni inside the vaginal canal over time promotes physical restoration. So now we're talking to, in general, not specifically, but we're talking in general to older women, you know, maybe 40 and older. It can rejuvenate the vaginal tissue, and you talked about that with the weight, because the blood is flushing, you know, down there because it needs to hold this weight, while enhancing body awareness. It increases the libido, which you just mentioned. It also gives vaginal tightness, which every man would be excited about that, and I'm sure women would too. It also increases lubrication, and that's one of the things that I hear from women when I do relationship coaching, whereas men deal with ED, women deal with dryness. Not all, but, you know, that's a problem that comes up. Psychosexual and psycho-spiritual well-being. And so it's said, you know, statistically, that 62% of women feel more sexual desire using the yoni egg. And it's on a study that was done on women between the ages of 16 and 67. So tell us about that yoni egg. Get deep into that. Share how that really works. Maybe even an exercise if you can.
Sure. Yeah, those are the stats that we use to survey the women who have been using the yoni eggs that we've given them, that we have distributed to them. And these are women all over the world. And so targeting more women with vaginal dryness, you know, that's associated to estrogen. And so I follow lots of revolutionary pioneers in the medical field. I love Dr. Sarah Gottfried. She's just a hormone guru, orgasmic guru. Dr. Christine Northrup, who's a monumental pioneer in the whole women's sexual empowerment paradigm. And according to these women and many other physicians, estrogen is basically the hormone that keeps the yoni young, keeps the vagina youthful, it keeps it moist, it keeps it tender, it keeps it supple, it keeps the clitoris large, it keeps the vaginal lips large, and there's more flexibility with the lips as opposed to them being more kind of tense or rigid, which can also happen when vaginal dryness happens. And so when women start becoming premenopausal, estrogen starts dropping significantly, which is associated with the dryness. Something else that I have noticed in my own practice is when we were talking about earlier, Harvey, is the shame and the guilt and how that mm-hmm. creates vaginal dryness as well. Hmm. And there's a new field called epigenetics. It's all about, you know, emotional correlation, how the environment affects our genes and all of that. And how women will literally start reprogramming their body, reprogramming the cells in their body, the genes in their body. And women who have been using the yoni egg, believe it or not, even after they've been through menopause, will actually start getting a period again, believe it or not.
Really?
It blew me away, but it's actually normal. It's actually a normal practice or occurrence that happens when women are really serious about awakening up their body, waking it back up into being young again, into being youthful. And by young, I'm not talking about, you know, chronological age. We're talking about our biology, you know, mm-hmm. the youth in our body. And I've spoken to women who have gotten their period back, and doing my own research and being friends even with some of these physicians, totally normal. The body starts thinking that it's going through another puberty or second puberty, as it's sometimes called, and the body just starts feeling young again, and it starts saying, hey, you know, I'm secreting all these juicy hormones, the oxytocin, the connection, I'm feeling more connection, the estrogen, you know, I'm getting more balance in my mood, you know, associated with estrogen again, and the vaginal lubrication, all of that, and the serotonin, maybe she's moaning more, serotonin released through the thyroid and the throat when she starts moaning and releasing her throat chakra. And so all of this to say is that she just basically starts feeling more younger and youthful and, like I mentioned, vibrant, and always comes back to that. And sometimes, like I said, the women start menstruating again, even after menopause. And even if they're not even close to menopause, it helps to delay menopause. It helps to make menopause more of a balanced time, more of a juicier time. It helps to make it perhaps a beautiful time. And instead of seeing it as like a dead end, or the way that our culture really sets up menopause is as, you know, this doom and gloom, this time of, you know, depression and you know, emotional craziness and all of that, women really start becoming empowered with being a woman, and their relationships thrive and all of that. And so some other stats that we found with these women are they, you know, 66% feel an instant difference through the first insert of the yoni egg, just the first time they insert this crystal, which is, I have to emphasize again, how holistic this practice is. Some of the physicians that I talk to, they have all kinds of synthetic treatments. One of them is called Androgel. It's like a testosterone treatment to rebuild.
I've heard of that.
Yes, it's also used for men.
Right.
And it's given to women to help build their testosterone levels. Testosterone is actually very important when it comes to women's sexual health.
Mm-hmm.
And it rebuilds the tissue, you know, the atrophy that may happen, you know, when women take birth control, for example, when they start getting older, if they don't use, if they've been sexually inactive. And I'm not limiting it to sexual intercourse. I'm just saying being sexually inactive, not moving the pelvis, not, you know, really creating movement, not thriving in their body. You know, the body starts shutting down, including the vaginal area, the yoni, And so they go to doctors, they give them hormone treatments, they give them synthetics and pharmaceuticals that really have a whole bunch of side effects, negative side effects, all kinds of, side effects that would blow you away, suicide, depression.
Wow.
And the synthetic treatments are really, you know, in my opinion, that they serve no. I mean, at the end of the day, what purpose is it serving? And so, the yoni eggs are all holistic, all natural. It's a crystal, and when you start talking about using crystal therapy in the womb, you're talking about using, you know, living, breathing earth crust. You're using crystals in a very healing way. And if you already use crystal, you're familiar with charging the crystals and impregnating your own energy in the crystal and your own intentions and your own prayers and desires and wishes. And you start charging it even while you're wearing it. You can start yoni breathing into the crystal as it's inside of you. And you can start charging it while it's inside of you. Every single minute of the day, you can be charging your crystal, and then the crystal can be charging you. And all of this cycle, you can start feeling this cycle just move around inside of you. And it's extremely arousing. It's extremely arousing.
Now, Grace, is there any particular exercise that you can share that is one that you like with using the yoni, or even one without using the yoni, for women to, you know, start to move down that path to opening themselves up and being more aware?
The first thing I would suggest to women who are listening to this program, and this is the first time they're hearing any of this, is basically just to start doing your own research, start getting more involved with other women who are doing these practices. I think that's perhaps the most basic thing you can do, which is a big step, is just start connecting with other women who are sexually empowered, who feel very at peace in their body, in their sexuality, with who they are, in their relationships, not just in their intimate relationships, in all of their relationships. And, you know, really becoming close to these women. And you can join our workshops. I mean, we're in the Baltimore area. We're in the Baltimore, Maryland, Inner Harbor area. And we have weekly workshops on Sundays where we work with women for 4 hours, you know, consistently throughout this 4-hour period every Sunday. And we do a whole world of practices that are not just limited to yoni breathing. Yoni breathing is actually very advanced. It's a very advanced practice that is very simple, but it does involve consistency. It involves doing it daily. You're not going to get a lot out of doing these practices with just trying it one time, two times, or even just for a month. It really starts becoming a lifestyle, and then you start seeing the progress. And so another small tip that I can give to both men and women is diet. You know, diet is essential when you start talking about any wellness, anything that has to do with wellness. You know, it always comes back to what you put into your body. And so for women, just being light, you know, being very light, eating very light foods that are low in toxicity, that are natural, that are not very dense, you know, being more plant-based, really reducing the sugar, you know, the glucose, not just sugary foods or refined sugars, but the glucose levels, reduces the insulin spikes and the internal stress of that high rise of insulin, you know, constantly peaking whenever you eat something sweet. Staying hydrated, very important for both men and women, and especially women, because water is a conductor of electricity, you know, and if you think about orgasm, that's electric. It is energy that is surging in your body, so you have to stay hydrated. You know, things that dehydrate you, like coffee and smoking and all of that, will play a huge role in how you perceive sensations and how numb, you know, you may be to feeling. And then also, like I mentioned, feeling, not avoiding feeling, you know, being open to feeling, even the feelings that feel uncomfortable, embracing them. Fully feeling is a mantra that we have in our workshops. Fully feeling, fully feeling, fully feeling. I cannot say it enough. Fully feeling is essential for women especially, because it helps them to be more present in their body. And obviously, orgasm is a feeling. It's a feeling. And so if the channels are fixated or conditioned to very small levels of feeling, and, you know, the woman is, you know, she wants to feel more, she wants to be more orgasmic, she wants more intimacy in her relationship, more connection, she wants to salvage perhaps her relationship, then she needs to start fully feeling and becoming more self-aware of why she's feeling certain feelings.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge step that can be very profound and also very enlightening.
Now, Grace, I want to get you on to the men. We had talked about women, and before we run out of time, I don't want us to get to the very end and all you get to say is, sorry, men. So let's talk about men, because you work with men as well, right?
I don't work with men, actually. I don't work with them in person. I specialize with women.
Okay.
I have YouTube videos for men. I have a YouTube video for men on sperm retention. It is a very popular video on YouTube.
Okay.
It's gotten over like 600 likes on the video. I highly suggest that men check out the video on sperm retention. I have another practice for men called Lingam Breathing. That one is actually even more popular than the sperm retention video. Lingam, if you don't know what lingam is, it is like it's synonymous with penis pretty much. And men can start really slowing down, you know, slowing down. In Tantra, which is a, you know, a form of sacred sexuality, it's a paradigm in the East. It's even perhaps a religion in the East that really bridges sexuality and spirituality. Men start becoming more in touch with their feminine nature during sex. You know, they start becoming still, erect, strong, and poised, while the woman starts becoming more in touch with her masculine, very active, very vibrant, shaking, moaning, being alive, being the movement. And, you know, when those two energies come together, it's very powerful. But if the man is in his feminine and the woman is in her masculine, you know, in opposite times, it can really distort, you know, the connection and the complementation. And so I highly suggest that men check out those videos on YouTube. And just start paying attention to your women, because when I talk to men, you know, what makes their life go round when the women are, you know, attractive and beautiful and vibrant and radiant, and the only way for women to be like that is to get the support from their partners. And so it's easier for women to get in touch with themselves when men, you know, men, like I've mentioned, have not gone through this oppressive state. They've perhaps felt very empowered and even excessively empowered for thousands of years, so much so that they've suppressed women's pleasure. And so what they have to do now is start sharing that wealth, that empowerment, and start, you know, moving it over to women and start sharing that. Because, again, it's just going to help them thrive more.
Okay. All right. And, Grace, how can everyone get in touch with you? Let's get your information. And mention again about the workshops that you're doing every Sunday, and if there's any other workshops that you're going to be doing. So how can people get in touch with you and be a part of what you're doing?
Okay, sure. So you can go to my website, GracefulEmpowerment.com. I hope that everyone subscribes to my emails. I have all kinds of tips and stories and advice and testimonials and workshop events and all kinds of beautiful things that I hope more people get in touch and you know, start reading more about it. And we have videos that we send out. So you can subscribe there at GracefulEmpowerment.com. I also have a YouTube channel where the bulk of the work, if you want to just go on YouTube and search me, the bulk of the work is under Yoni Breathing and the Yoni Egg. You can also just put in my name in YouTube, Grace Diaz, D-I-A-Z for Diaz, and you can find me there. And I have year-round workshops. I travel all over the country. I've even done workshops in South America, Colombia. I'm actually looking to do some workshops in Australia, believe it or not. It's still in the works. I have not sealed that in yet, but that is something that I'm excited about that will be coming soon. And so pretty much I really just hope that all women start yoni breathing, that they get a yoni egg. I have not found one negative associated with any of these practices since I've, you know, gone on board with all of this and been an advocate for it. And so it really just helps women. Even women who are celibate, it really doesn't matter what the story is. It is extremely helpful and transformative, and that's how you can get in touch with me. I'll even give out my phone number because I really want people to get in touch with me and, you know, women who are really serious. Even men, if you want to get your women more involved, you can feel free, 443-468-0120. You can contact me there, and I'll be more than happy to talk to you.
Let's get that number one more time, and can you also tell us where we can get a yoni egg?
You can get a yoni egg at gracefulempowerment.com. There's a cute little picture there of a woman holding a yoni egg where it says yoni eggs. You can click that. There's a whole, store there of eggs. I believe the direct link is gracefulempowerment.com/yoni-eggs. That should be the direct link. But again, the number, if you want to contact me, if you have any questions about these yoni eggs or yoni breathing, it's 443-468-0120.
All right. And Grace, I'm going to go to another commercial, but when we come back, I want to get some final words from you, just your final closing thoughts on anything, and another chance for you to let people know how they can get in touch with you, or knowing that they can get a yoni egg, and then they can come to you and find out how to use it. So hold on, and we'll be right back.
Join us here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul. Every Sunday, we start your week off right with the delightful Deletta Gillespie and Updraft. It is always an educational and informational show. Tune in on Mondays for Totally Whole with Pastor Bridget and Pastor Cook as they give you the word. Tune in on Tuesday with world-famous DJ Davey D as he plays all of your old-school favorites in R&B, hip-hop, jazz, house, and rap. Join us every Thursday where there's something different. The first Thursday of the month, ladies, is for you. Total Empowerment with the owner of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, Angela Hardy. On the second Thursday of the month, join relationship coaches Reverend Arlene Cahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey on One Love, One Connection, One Us as they answer all of your relationship questions. On the third Thursday of the month, men, it's time to man up with our own Sacred Masculine, Reverend Jamel Gilliam and the Sacred Masculine Show. On the fourth Thursday of the month, join me, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey, in the Inner Consciousness as I talk about self-help. When we have a fifth Thursday of the month, you can join Reverend Arlene Cahet with the Healing Paradigms right here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul every week.
All right, Grace.
Hey, Harvey.
All right. Any final words you'd like to share with us? Any final thoughts?
I just wanted to thank you, Harvey, for having me on your show. I had a great time. I am very grateful that you had me and that I was able to talk to the men and women who were listening. And, you know, because these topics are just so rare and they're so sacred and so beautiful. And I'm really looking forward to connecting more with your audience.
All right. Well, Grace, it has been a pleasure having you join me in the Inner Consciousness today. I appreciate you very much, and you be blessed.
You too, Harvey. Thank you. Take care.
You too. All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And so now, as always in the Inner Consciousness, I'd like to give out a universal law. This month, our universal law is going to be the universal law of forgiveness. The law of forgiveness works with the energy of allowingness and seeing all as love, so one may discover with the unnatural feeling of getting even. The old energy of an eye for an eye keeps the vibration of a person very low. To forgive, to release, to let go of anger allows the law of grace. How about that? I was just talking to Grace. It allows the law of grace to interload and dispense with the amounts of karma an individual has stored in his or her acacia. Basically, what's going on here is this. When you want to get even, when you can't let go of things, you're holding on to negative energy. This negative energy piles up around you. Now, granted, you can't see it, and you can feel it. You're just not aware of how you're feeling it. You're feeling it in the tension as it starts to manifest somewhere in your body. Tension in your neck, a headache, tension in your shoulders, tension in your chest, and your arms. That's all negative energy that you're holding on to. When people say to you, let it go, they're really saying forgive. Let it go. Forgiveness. It's not about the other person. It's not for the other person. Forgiveness is for you. It's all about being a better you. It doesn't matter what they said or what they did. It's your life. How are you going to live it? And when you can't forgive, you're not living your life. You're letting someone else live your life. All right. So we have a new segment here in the Inner Consciousness, and it is our Financial Minute with Jermaine Bailey.
Good evening. This is Jermaine Bailey with 5 tips on staying on top of your bills. Follow a budget. Knowing how much money is coming in and how much money is going out is the essential way to follow a budget. You'll be able to spot the times where you come up a little short. It's a good option to have cushion in your account for like your fluctuating expenses such as utility bills or whatever gifts you may have for that particular month. Number two, adjust your due date. Some accounts, particularly like your credit cards, let you choose your own due date. If all your bills are due the same week, money can get a little tight. So it's helpful to like schedule your due dates closer to your pay periods or spread them out throughout the month, depending on how you get paid. Number three, schedule automatic payments. Whether it's your credit card, your mortgage, or even insurance payment, almost all bills can be paid online. If your provider takes online payments, you'll be able to log into the provider's website and schedule payments way before the due date. If you link your debit card, the payments can be made each month. With that, you will have to have enough money in your checking account to cover the payments. Some companies even give you little discounts for scheduling automatic payments. Number four, set reminders. You can do a paper calendar to keep track of your due dates. You can do the financial app to receive electronic reminders. But that way you can keep up on when your bills are due. But if you mail your bills out, give your bills enough time or mail them in early enough so that you give it enough transit time to get there and still be paid on time. Number five, paying your bills as soon as you receive them. is a good way to, you know, pay your bills on time, online, over the phone, through the mail, whichever way works best for you. Paying immediately is a good option for accounts where you cannot set up reoccurring or automatic payments. That will eliminate the option of you forgetting to pay the bill. Thank you. Again, that's Jermaine Bailey with 5 tips for staying on top of your bills. To contact me at 202-431-4739. My email address is jermainebailey717@yahoo.com. I'm with Greater Financial Solutions. I'm on every fourth Thursday of the month. Thank you again. Have a good evening.
And that was Jermaine Bailey with our financial tip for the month. I hope you're paying attention. All right, everyone. It has been a really good show. I was glad to have Grace come on with us and educate us on, you know, some sexual healing there. So I just want to say, if you're in the Baltimore area, I will be doing a meditation in downtown Baltimore this coming Monday at Indigenal. And also, pretty soon I will be releasing my relationship CD called Relationship Survival. I almost forgot the name of it. It'll be called Relationship Survival. It should be out within a week. It is a 3-disc set, and I go all in on how to survive in your relationship. Well, it's been a pleasure it's been a pleasure being here tonight. Tune in on Saturday when we have Fashion in the Know with Frankie J, and then on Sunday with the Letter Gillespie and Updraft. Coming in August, the first Friday in August, we have a brand new show premiering right here on Family Healing Circle. It's called Love, Sex, and Nutrition. It's going to talk about being healthy, having great sex, and eating well. So you won't want to miss that. Starting August 7th, the first Friday in August, right here on the Family Healing Circle from 7 to 9 p.m. That's been my show. It's been a great night, and I just want to say, what you become is up to you. Now, I ain't trying to tell you what to do, but if it's the game of life you want to win, you must make time to go within. Good night.